Leaving normality. It was safe here. The room was well secured. Only one door, no windows. A dim red glow came from the doorway of the small room beside. He could smell the developing chemicals from where he sat in the center of the room. He sat for a moment, enjoying the silence, letting the tension leave his shoulders, letting his disbelief return to numb him. He still couldn't believe it. It was like something from a horror movie. Zombies walking the streets, blood and disease on their hands, the remaining survivors fighting among themselves for the questionable scraps. Authority and respect disappearing underground, along with normality. And the movie wasn't over yet. The movie was entering Act Two. Now the world was burning. Mother Nature getting back at humanity, he supposed. There wasn't much left but to follow the last remains of normality into the darkness. And so he had followed. He followed normality into this little room where the remnants of his old life resided. A locked gun cabinet for his hunting rifle and tackle box. Framed photos on his desk documenting his journey at developing film and the various detours he had made. In the corner sat a typewriter, a memento of his parents, the couple who were no more. A bar fridge filled with snacks and drinks all purchased before the beginning of the end. He'd be lucky to find a single safe grocery store or LCBO where he could go to replenish his supplies. And finally, the couch he had slept on more than once while hiding from his responsibilities. He had slept on that couch often, probably too often, which was why he was in this situation now. If he hadn't been so keen to disappear from life, he probably would have been better prepared for this reality. The numbness he had originally felt was being replaced by its new friends, panic, despair, and exhaustion. He was glad there was no TV in the room. It could only make things worse. He would turn it on as an attempt to leave the negative space, and he would drown in it. Drowning physically was better than drowning mentally, in his opinion. One, you had a chance of escaping. The other made you blind to reality and would kill you in the end. Like the people he saw in the news today before he returned to his safety. Today, some of the remaining survivors had descended on Parliament, ready to forcibly regain normality. Some were prepared for the enemy hordes of zombies with masks and protection. The others were going to learn the hard way why you didn't mess with zombies. Their lives grinded to a halt by the disease and broken promises of politicians who said there was nothing to worry about. There was plenty to worry about. Just starting to think about it caused his hands to clutch his arms in a tight embrace. He closed his eyes and leaned back in the chair. The ball of frenzied energy was starting to grow again, the panic starting to grow in his chest. Tears appeared in his eyes. He didn't want to be here. He didn't want to be anywhere. He didn't want to be stuck in this godforsaken hole. He wanted to be back home with his family up north. He wanted to be young and untouched by the reality he lived in. He never wanted to remember a time where people murdered people without reason and authority was powerless or too blind to stop it. He wanted to be free of the knowledge that the whole world was going to be destroyed due to nation's follies. He wanted not to be part of this battle. He was losing the battle against the tears. They were rolling down his nose and cheeks. He tried to cover his eyes with one hand. The tears kept coming. He wanted them to stop. He wanted his panic to stop. He wanted the world to stop. He wanted everything to stop. He stopped his breathing for a moment, trying to get ahead of his hyperventilating. The panic was now self-pity and hatred. He had to get a hold of himself. He had to regroup and steady himself. A real man would never fall apart like this. Pathetic. A grown man wanting to run and hide in his family home. Irresponsible. He never should have gone on that trip. Delusional. He should have known things wouldn't stay safe. Ignorant. He should have taken the time to learn the signs instead of running from the knowledge. Useless. And now that he could do nothing. Or could he? Wiping the tears from his eyes, he took a deep breath. He held it a moment and exhaled. The panic was still in his chest. His breathing was still shaky. He struggled to make a constant inhale without a stutter. Another tear down his face. Pathetic. No, just scared. He held the inhale again. His chest was heaving as he contained it. He exhaled. Another inhale, steadier this time. The ball of panic deconstructing and disseminating through his limbs. The breath was steady. The held moment was unbroken. The exhale strong. He sat in silence, eyes closed, tears gone except for the stains on his cheeks. He blinked. The typewriter was still in the corner. The locker was still locked. The badge was still in his hand. He avoided thinking about outside and searched for a distraction. The typewriter called to him. There was already paper in the machine. He sat at it and began to type. He finished moments later. He had his plan. He was going out. There was something he needed to do. The panic grew again as he reached for the doorknob. The knot of adrenaline consolidating his heart again. He would deal with it later. For now, he had a mission. He had to help where he was able. For the moment, it meant helping those he cared about.
Going to work, Daddy?
Just getting some groceries for Grandma.